You good?
Hi. Yeah, can you hear me? Can you see
me? Yeah, it's all good. All good. All loud and clear, loud and clear.
Good.
How are you?
How are you?
What?
I would love to say I'm okay, but like, no, I mean, personally, I'm fine, but, you know.
We're all in the same situation. We're all in the same situation. Like,
yeah.
There's not much we can do in that sense, but.
You know, we do what we can do. Yeah.
Have you been keeping yourself busy during this period?
What, the whole quarantine?
Yeah.
Ooh, well, I'm always been busy. So at the beginning, I just finished my like last assignments.
Yeah.
So I had uni, I had lectures. What else? I mean, I danced, so there was like so many dance classes going on. I tried to participate as much as I could. So yeah, like 5-6 classes a day. Yeah, I read in that uni. I started streaming on this Asian app. It's called Bigo Live. So yeah, I was just DJing there almost every day.
Okay.
And yeah, I joined the radio. So I would just like record mixes from home to send out. I mean, there's always something to do. Yeah. Haven't even watched a movie.
How did you get a radio? Was that through networking or did you just apply or?
No, actually, funny enough, that was from that Asian app. So yeah, I mean, it's just a streaming app. And someone was like, No, I mean, it was, all came into place. Like someone just messaged me I'm DJing or something. And I'm just asking like, what are you up to guys or whatever. And then someone's like, oh, I just recorded. I just finished the radio session. I'm like, oh, what the radio? Like London Hot Radio. I'm like, okay, I'm in London. Can I join? I was like, yeah. So that's it. Like I got the number and that's something good. I mean, I've been blessed. Like, I can't say that I'm happy for not having to work. Like, like it's free holiday. I can do what I want. Like,
how was it with uni? Like, did you have to do online stuff or was it, were you still going to uni?
No. Yeah. It all went online. I think at the beginning, there was a choice. Like they said, if you feel comfortable enough, like some lectures are still on, you can come in. But it all went online.
Is it easier online or is it easier actually going there?
I mean, I don't know. The thing is, like, when it started, it was already, like, I think it was Easter break or something. So, like, we literally just had, like, a week of lectures left. So, I think instead of having actual lectures, they did some panel discussions. I mean, I don't think we had an actual lecture. I only had French that was, like, exams online and all that. But, no, it was pretty easy. So, I'm officially done with it. And, I mean, that was quick.
So, going with the DJing side of things, when did you start DJing and how did you start DJing?
So how did I start DJing? After high school, I took a gap year. So I traveled and I spent some time in New York. I was partying every night. So I met some promoters, some people. And we just started hanging out. And then I saw like, we were like one of the day parties in their place. And I saw that they have the decks. And I was like, oh my God, like, I wish I knew how to use it. Cause I danced my whole life. So like, I'm just, walking with my headphones 24/7. And I grew up around music, always was into urban music, always danced, so like always had, always with my headphones basically. And I mean, I said like, oh, I wish I knew how to use it. And they just basically just were like, oh, cool, let me show you. And I just started going there like every day practicing. So that was the beginning, but then I continued traveling, so I couldn't really practice. I mean, I practiced for a couple of months regularly and then I continued traveling. And so I finished that year. I mean, I kept coming back to New York, but it was really like on and off.
Yeah.
And then once I moved to London, that was 3 years ago. That's when I first bought my little controller and I was like, okay, let's go practice. And but again, even because I was always uni work, it was really like on and off. So I can say like I learned 4 years ago, but I mean, I started working maybe a year or two ago regularly. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's been like the struggles of learning? Like definitely probably because you were traveling a lot as well, but do you find it hard or is it easy for you to pick up?
I mean learning.
Yeah.
Just because I mean I was kind of quite familiar with music. I mean I would like to believe I have some sort of natural feeling. I mean I didn't struggle to count the beats. I can feel when it's one. ever done that. No, really, yeah. I mean, just trying different, because yeah, I didn't play house. I wanted to go straight to hip hop. Like, I don't dancehall. I'm still struggling with it. Like, I'm not gonna ever call myself dancehall DJ. But even though a lot of people like dancehall, it's my main music genre I like. So a lot of people call me like dancehall or Afrobeat or whatever. But I still struggle with that. But I mean, yeah. So hip hop wise, I mean, that was it was hard to learn that there's different intros and I mean, just basically mixing words with words. That took me a while. I mean, obviously now if we go to DJ City and get all the intros ready, that's quite. I mean, that's nothing to do about. But at the beginning, I was kind of just having my music out the way it was released. And then I tried to play with that. Mm. So that was a bit of like getting how do I... I mean, yeah, it's all
practice. What type of music did you grow up on? Did you grow up on R&B hip hop or dance or...
Yeah. I was dancing street dance. So hip hop. Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to listen to house music, but not the deep house we listen in clubs, more the dancing bit. Actually mostly hip-hop, rap, like all the old school, because I was hanging out with my brothers and whatever they were listening to. I have only one brother, brothers, and his friends, yeah, so my brothers.
You forgot friends,
so they were all into. No, I remember, like, I was, like, 9 years old, they would always, like, with their skateboards and stuff, listening to M.O.P., N.W.A., like, Eazy-E, and I'm just like, who are they? Like, I need to learn all the lyrics just so I'm, like, cool. Yeah. But, yeah, so that's what I kind of grew up with. I mean, even my dad, I remember the day he downloaded the Kanye West. I think that was the graduation album.
Yeah.
With the Stronger song, and I was like writing down all the lyrics. And like, I mean, I was really just interested. I mean, it was a bit of me being like a young girl and be like, I want to be with boys. But other than that, yeah, actually.
Okay, so I'm gonna get into this question. Like, do you think there is a lack of female DJs in the scene? Especially in the clubbing scene, and do you think you as a person have you found it tricky to get into that scene?
Oh, well, that's a hard question. I think I'm told you that my dissertation was female gender disparities in the industry. It's really hard. I mean, it really depends on everything. So one way is that there's more and more female DJs, obviously, with all the female rights, like female feel more included in everything. And they're more welcomed in all sorts of industries, especially male dominated. I think there's more. But obviously, yeah, it's still male dominated. I think to what every 10 or even 30 male DJs, there's maybe one female DJ. What comes to, I took quite a lot of interviews recently, and a lot of people told me that, I mean, there's quite a lot that they know quite a lot. A lot of them didn't know any when they started, but now they know quite a lot because of social media. One thing I noticed, what did I just want to say? Forgot. I just completely forgot. I had this idea in my mind.
No, so like, as you as a person as well, have you found it difficult to get into the clubbing scene in London or UK?
Oh yeah, I remember what I want to say. No, because like in my gap year and in general, because I was like clubbing a lot when I was younger, I remember all these central clubs, even in New York, Paris, like One Oak and stuff, London. And even London, all the Mayfair clubs, I have not seen a single female DJ. So for me, it was weird, like, why there's none. Now I think I've seen maybe two or three in London in the Central.
Yeah.
The residency, I think maybe one or two female DJs that have the residencies in either of those Central clubs. For me, I have not tried. I mean, I know that most of the DJs have like 15, 20 years experience and they're just circulating around the same clubs. So it's not that I've tried to get in the door. Obviously, I know them. I follow them. I'm blessed to some of them to call my friends. But I think it's really for someone that moved here a couple of years ago, it's really about who you know, and it's gonna take time. So it's not like I'm accepting the reality. Really, there's a lot of DJs. There's a lot of experience. The DJs that they already have their ground. I guess well, I'm just staying patient, and
I've okay, had so some how do you good change
gigs,
that?
but again, sorry?
How do you change that? Like, how do you get more females in the door? Like, how do you change that? Is it like a, do you think it's a society kind of thing, or do you think it's a manager's point of view, or what do you think?
Yeah, everything. I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, same as changing anything that's male dominated or that's like, that's been how it is for many, many years. So, I mean, there are ways of changing it, obviously. There's a lot of, yeah, I mean, there are festivals, there are events that are even implementing some sort of gender policies that there must be some sort of balance between the artists. There are different, yeah, then on the other hand, there's people making money than they're used to, the ways they're used to. And I think there's not enough of female supporting female. There's not enough of female mentors that would, yeah, because like the guys, they have each other's backs. And I mean, and females, we're known to
an extent,
be a bit.
To an extent.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, from my interviews, mostly.
To an extent, but yeah, I mean, right? But like, do you think there's more DJ rivalry between females, or is that, do you think that's more male kind of thing, or do you think there is a rivalry?
I guess really depends on. Yeah, well, I mean, I have this female networking group that I've joined, and the girls are extremely supportive there. But in general, from my experience, it's normally guys recommending other guys. And yeah, that's how, I mean, word of mouth, and they're helping each other, which is great. But then everything is like, I mean, artists in general, there's a lot of males collaborating with male, but then females are also collaborating with males. So there's not enough females collaborating with females, and just female movements. We can't expect others to help us. I mean, we just need to, yeah, unless there's all these like female, I mean, all female events, then yeah, that must be up to organizer that they're trying to make some sort of movement. Or yeah, I mean, another interesting idea that I've learned from my dissertation and things, that there's quite a lot of events or even organizer that they would hire female DJs solely because she's a female to prove some sort of environment or point, which is also not the right way. So yeah, it's just a question. It's just a question. Well, I mean, again, there's so many examples, but if you would ask any average person in the street to name five DJs or to name five known DJs, I mean, they would name male DJs. They're not enough female DJs on that level. And yeah, and I mean, it's understandable. It is how it is. It was how it was. There's not enough probably female pilots as well, or I don't know, Michelin chefs that are females. It's just the way it's been. And yeah, so
looking at your DJ career so far, what's been the highlight for you so far?
Yeah, so I've heard you asking this question before, so I thought of like one experience, but now I'm thinking of completely different. No, for me, actually, the highlight was nothing major. I think it was probably my first official gig in London. I mean, not London, it was a bit outside London, but that was like my first. It was New Year's Eve, and I was really like stressed and getting, like, I was getting ready a lot to play, selecting my music and all that. And then I came and I heard them playing like dancehall and Africa. I mean, they told me they want like hip-hop R&B. So I was like, okay, how are we going to build the move? Like, this is New Year's, like important night. And then I came and they, and I heard them playing like dancehall, and just the environment was that they did not actually want to hear what they, I mean, that I could play whatever I liked. And it was, I really felt the vibe, and I ended up playing like all sorts of genre. There was like dancehall, Afrobeat, and yeah, just seeing that people actually like the same music I do. And I was like, whoa, okay. So like, I can actually, I mean, I just stressed over nothing, and I was making all these selection, but then eventually I just played whatever I felt like, and it all went great. And yeah, and I got really good feedback. Yeah, so I guess that really, really gave me some boost. And then I became resident there, just because I was so stressing and overthinking and overstressing and then getting ready. And then I ended up just doing what I knew how to do, and it all went good. So.
Yeah. Do you ever get stressed about losing your gigs or residencies or something like that?
Well, it's not really up to me, so I don't think if there's much to stress. I did lose one residency because yeah, but again, it wasn't a stress, but because of the control level that they tried to implement. I mean, no, yeah, I think the organizer were kind of saying that. I mean, they really liked me, and that's all cool. But then the other venues around the area was, because they heard me playing, they wanted to hire me. And at the beginning, they were kind of asking me not to play anywhere around, which made sense, because like, I'm not gonna play next door if I'm resident here. But then they kind of tried to offer me to, that they will sign contracts with them on behalf of me, for me to make more money or something. And I was like, I don't have any contract with you. Like, why are you trying to make this like some sort of ownership?
Yeah.
And yeah, and there was just an argument, and we stopped working together. But I mean, we're still like, I mean, we will likely work again now, and it's all cool. But yeah, it's just, I wasn't stressed, but it wasn't like confusing situations that I just said what I said, or and I'm that was some sort of misunderstanding.
In the next kind of 5 years, where do you see yourself? What do you want to achieve?
Oh, I'm a go-getter, so what do I want to achieve? I want to open my own nightclub, maybe not next 5 years, okay. But yeah, well, ideally, I mean, in the next half a year or a year, I want to make this full-time job.
Yeah,
well, there's, can't say I won't travel much. I mean, I'm okay with staying in the UK, but yeah, I just want to make this basically my full-time job. Yeah, to say something
big. Say something big.
Like what? No, yeah, I want to make this full-time job. I want to have a different resident, not even residence. Like, I started working with the radio, so I want to just start different things. I have a lot of, I want my radio show, I want my podcast, I want to work in the radio, I want to have some big residencies, maybe one of the central clubs. Mm. Yeah, just like, I want to make this full-time project, but it's not only big about having residencies 5 times a week, but more.
Be ambitious, it's healthy.
I am, that's cool. Yeah. Really, just to make my career and be professional in it. Mm. And
do you think radio is dying out?
I'm just learning about radio, so yeah, I was actually surprised that people are still listening to it, because in my environment, we are not listening to radios anymore. I believe if you're driving or so, like long rides, maybe you put on the radio. But again, it's a good question. I'm learning about that industry. Apparently people are listening to it. That's what I learned, that people and families, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, some people, I guess they do. Because I would rather listen to other DJs' mixes, just because I know where to look for. So imagine maybe people that they are not sure where to find mixes and just want some music in the background. They might have a favorite radio station that they have on.
Mm. But... So earlier you were talking about DJ City. So do you think DJ City put in the... making the intros and everything like that has made it easier to DJ or better to DJ? Like, what's your opinion on that?
Well, yeah, that's there. There's, I mean, it's very easy then. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's a big help. Like, thank you.
Would you say it's like a cheat way?
Having a huge platform. Sorry?
Would you say it's like a cheat way of DJing, or would you say it's actually just helping DJs anywhere to learn a skill?
I mean, depends what we're calling DJ. If we're thinking of vinyls, ways that people carrying tracks on their backpacks, and yeah, just having the track the way it is, unfortunately I can't speak much on that, because I was not in that era. I came with CDJs. So yeah, I mean, for me that was a huge help. I'm like trying how to figure out these quick transitions or these different timings of different sort of intros, and then here we have the same format for every song that's out there. So I mean, it's great, especially for the commercial bit. It just makes our life easier, and I guess it's okay, because I mean, everything is becoming more technology is taking over anyway, so little helps with software is like that, why not?
Jordan said they've been slacking. Yeah, they have been, to be honest. I use BPM Supreme, I don't use DJ City anymore. So BPM Supreme, that one's so much better than City, in my opinion. Even though I'm friends with the City guys, but like, I think BPM's so much better.
No, you know, yeah.
They release tracks every single day. City haven't. I haven't really seen much action happen on that side.
No, if I'm completely honest, like, I barely find any music there. I mean, neither CDJ or Digital Pool or whatever I've tried. Like, I get most songs I have to get from my...
Jordan. It's true. Jordan's true, man. Like, this guy's sending me more tracks than City is. Like, City are slacking a bit on that, so, on that front.
No, I mean, yeah, if all you want is, I don't know. I mean, it's good for the hype, songs, but the songs that I actually like, most of them are not even there.
So
Carry on. No, I was wondering if, do they take out the older tracks or something? Yeah. Sometimes, like, okay, yeah.
They do, like, I think it's... They refresh it every month or something like that. Like, so they take out the tracks they put in maybe a year ago and they refresh it, or 2 years ago, whatever. Right. Something like that. BPM much better. Yeah. It is. It's BPM have got tracks from 2012, from 1990s. Like, they've got mostly everything. Like, BPM Supreme, if you know, then yeah. DJ City is an online. Yeah. Yeah, 2 years a track.
That's cool.
BPM Supreme, check it.
I've been using I've been having Digital Pool. Like, I barely find there anything as well. I don't know why I keep it, just because they have quite a lot of clean versions. So I keep planning that I'll check it out.
In your DJ career, what's been like the downsides of DJing? Because a lot of people don't really see that. They see like the ups on social media.
Downsides. Well, just people hiring you for the gig and not actually wanting you to DJ, or telling you. I mean, we all experienced that. I had quite a lot of gigs of where there was a big client and I was asked to play whatever they ask you to play, meaning I'm basically an, I don't know, YouTube, and you know, you tell me the next song. So yeah, that's really the downside. You really get them with the, you feel demotivated. But I mean, obviously, if you know, it's a job at the end of the day, and if we have to keep clients happy, then that's what we're gonna do. But no, yeah, there's been a couple of it's like, I guess it's a tricky topic with requests, but I played in the events, especially because I started in outside of London, where it's more Asian community, and then I ended up being with I guess depends on the owner as well, but then once I'm being asked to play all sorts of different Indian, Arab, Persian, Iranian music that I don't really know, and it's just been the downside for me personally, feeling that I'm playing and I don't really understand what I'm playing. I don't know what the lyrics are saying. And so you feel a bit demotivated, but that would be the downside.
F that. If you book me, you book me. I didn't book some man to tell me how to DJ.
Exactly. And then you're have to see, I mean, decide if you want to be rude and grateful, or it's...
don't really want to be booked and then someone's telling me how to DJ. That's the worst thing. Like, I'd rather play the Iranian songs.
We definitely all been there, but I guess before you have a name, you can't even really, you know, it should be
What countries humble. Do you want to DJ in, and what cities do you want to DJ in after quarantine, and what achievements do you want to do in those cities and stuff like that?
First is London. Cities. Well, we have... Good question. Well, I don't know. I mean, I've heard that Germany has a crazy club scene. I'm quite aware of Paris club scene, so I would feel quite familiar in there. Just places around worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yeah. As well. No, I mean, obviously, if we're talking the places where I want to DJ, as in know how what the clubs are like, or is it where do I want to travel?
Yeah, where do you want to DJ? And like DJ in the clubs, like what cities, what countries?
One Oak, New York. Like it's been. I left my heart since I came there. So I don't know if they ever. I think in my maybe Dubai or Tokyo somewhere I've seen a female DJ. I want to believe that One Oak, but I mean, other than that, yeah, it's been my favorite place. I mean, there's a lot of clubs that I went to.
Would you move away for a season? So would you move away, let's say, to Marbella for a season, or?
Now, yes. Now I have like
now you want to get away from London.
No, I mean, I live here now, but at this very moment, I have not a single thing that keeps me here. So, I mean, work that I might have, should have said Atlanta. No, I mean, states, yeah, well, not at the moment. For after the 2020 election, I might consider it to be go back there, but no, yeah, it's all the visa restrictions. It's not as easy. I would love to say New York, LA, all that.
Yeah.
But I need to be realistic as well.
What's your take on like French music and Spanish music being a big thing now in London, and especially in the West End scene? Like a lot of, you know, like a lot of Brits don't like to listen to foreign music, but now it's actually coming into the scene. Do you think it's a good thing?
Oh, is it? I didn't know they don't like listening to it.
No, they don't.
Like, okay.
If you go down south, like South London, you'll never hear Spanish music like that.
What you mean, like reggaeton and all that?
Yeah.
I'm personally not a fan of it, but I completely get the clout. We have Cardi B. I mean, we have the big names that did remixes with the Latin guys that, I mean, went up the charts. So yeah, it is just what's hype right now. And I mean, I love French music. I think that French music scene is huge as well. I don't think it's as popular here, unless I get the crowd is French. But what do I think? I mean, I think a bit of it is fine, especially I haven't heard anyone. Yeah, I don't think I've heard any DJs play too much of what people don't understand. I mean, I guess they might have same feeling as I'm playing Arab songs. If I don't get the lyrics, if I don't know what the song is about, I'm not really gonna go crazy on it. But yeah, so for me, same. I don't speak Spanish, but
girl in Camden asked for Ozuna once, literally begged me. Man said she nearly cried.
No, yeah, I mean, Ozuna is not that bad. Sometimes people come just like why.
Do you think, okay, so do you think on social media, do you think following matter in terms of your Instagram following or Twitter follow, whatever, and your own personal following in this industry?
I guess. I mean, it depends on the organizer's point of view. I think I've heard, maybe wasn't even one of the your interviews. I think someone from your interviews already said that clubs have to hire DJs with some sort of background just so they secure their own reputation and brand, so you can't really just get a no name. But it's just the exposure and I guess it looks good. I guess it matters. I don't think it really matters if you have 2,000 or if you have 8,000. I don't think that does the huge difference. But in a way, yeah, I think branding yourself is quite a big one.
So in this period, how are you gonna utilize your social media to gain your following and gain a bigger following?
I did make some I'm happy that I had some more time now to make contests, make more mixes, and I did post them.
Yeah.
I don't really, I mean, I'm not really stressed about getting more followers at the moment. I feel it all comes naturally when people will start listening to my music. I have another slight issue that, as you know, now I have two pages. I have my personal one and I have a DJ one.
Yeah.
And it's hard to sometimes attract people that known me for some time to support me, because I feel like, I mean, people, your friends are the people that support you the least at sometimes in this industry. So yeah, well, I mean, I keep posting what I do, both posts. I mean, I feel like I'm I've been around, I grew up with social media, so I'm quite aware of how to do it. And yeah, just consistency, really. And I mean, no, one of my personal plans, I mean, I would love to learn more about creative designs and just making flyers my own and making, I don't know, I'm yet to make my own website or some sort of work more for my personal branding. But yeah, I guess it's just like a second plan. First is just to keep what you're doing. And
Earth One in the chat. Sorry, my bro. It's not my actual brother, by the way. It's not my actual brother. But in terms of your DJ set, what makes your DJ set unique compared to other DJs?
Ooh, I like this. what makes it? No,
stop blushing. Stop blushing. Why are you blushing now?
No, I'm wearing makeup. Maybe you can't see. It's not too bad. No, but like, what makes me unique that I am a dancer and I am a party girl and I do know what other girls want. And I mean, you know, the dance floor still starts with the girls and then the guys come after. So, yeah, and just as a dancer, I know what makes people move, I believe. My background, just because I had been dancing dancehall for quite some years, so I have some knowledge in different, I mean, I'm still urban music, but let's say, I mean, Afro beats and dancehall. I mean, we all do it. It's quite trendy now, but I feel like I have a quite good knowledge in Caribbean music and some Afrobeats. Yeah, I'm quite aware of Nigerian music. I don't really know much others, which I'm yet to learn. Yeah. But yeah, I feel so like sometimes my set will mix unique that I can really mix. I mean, because it's all nowadays hip hop is all mixed with dancehall, the rhythms of the bass beats, and then some bits of Afrobeats, especially in the UK. Hip hop is a lot of Afrobeat, so it's all mixed. So I feel like I have a good selection of all that's popular really now. And then yeah, maybe just feeling what makes people move, and yeah, just my personal going. I mean, being out and knowing what's hype right now.
Do you think a lot of club promoters and managers and even like people who you're close with are quite they're quite surprised that you DJ with Bashman Afrobeats as well? Or do you think you've kind of, like, it's maybe people aren't as surprised at that?
I'm surprised. Well, I mean, if they are hiring me, they probably know what I'm playing. But I mean, I remember when I thought, because people knew that I love dancehall before, they knew that I'm playing, that I'm DJing. So I know that, I mean, I had the same idea of like, I don't know any white girl that's playing dancehall, and I don't know if that's even the right thing to do. And now I do know a couple, and to answer, they're surprised. Some of them do, maybe. Yeah, oh, you know, some dancehall. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't want to sound anyway, but like, if I've been dancing it for 6 years, I might know more about dancehall than you do. And you know, if I'm playing, I don't know, Party Animal or Dirty Wine, that's not what dancehall is. And then, I mean, I've learned it from the old school and from the, yeah, from the basis of dancing it. So, I mean, some do, but yeah. I guess, I mean, it's natural as well. Like, I am from Lithuania.
What's the big goal?
The big goal is be me, and I don't know, to reach my goals. But yeah, the goals are just to, I believe that you really attract, like, the more you're in it, the more you work with the opportunities comes itself. So I don't want to imagine what is the best that can happen. But I mean, I'm ready, and just I'll continue to work on what I'm working on. What's the big goal? I don't know, play for Beyonce. Like, let's leave it at that.
It could happen. No one knows. No one knows. That's the thing. No one knows. It could happen in 5 years, 10 years, or it may never. You never know.
Yeah.
In your opinion, what makes a good DJ?
Music selection. What makes a good DJ? Yeah, just knowing how to read the crowd, I guess. I mean, I've listened to so many interviews, so I'm trying to say something, think of something else that no one had said before, but I guess there's nothing to say. Yeah.
How long did it take you to crowd read? How long did it take you to crowd read? Like, did you think it came naturally, or did it come over time?
Yeah, it's I mean, I think it's quite natural for me because you're just, I don't know, DJs that are not there to, I mean, once you're in the environment, besides the request, like, you know, you can see it's pretty obvious what people are moving to, what, when people are leaving. Yeah, just the crowd moving itself. And yeah, I think it's quite... I mean, that's the base of learning to DJ as well. If you're, I mean, I've listened to quite a few tutorials or something, people explaining of how the night works and the, I don't know, the beats of your heart and how you, but yeah, I mean, I think it's just natural. You need to feel it, like the practice as well.
So let's say it's 1 o'clock or actually 12:30. No one's dancing. What song are you putting on to get everyone dancing?
It was more mamba before, and now it's I don't know. I guess one of the TikTok dances depends how young they are. Not that I have TikTok, but
is DJing the long term plan?
Oh yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm pretty concerned about old women DJing because it's not a thing so far, but hopefully by the time I get older it will be a thing. But other than that, yeah, no, I mean, I finished events management, so I can never do one thing. Like I'll continue dancing, I'll continue learning new things, I'll continue DJing. Yeah, there's endless opportunities. I mean, I'm learning sound engineering at the moment. I want to learn production. Like there's enough things for all of us, but yeah, at the moment, DJing definitely is something I'm not ready to let go anytime soon, and it's not even my full-time job yet. So
with production, do you want to take that as another kind of job and another kind of path for you, or do you want to just do that on the side with DJing?
No, I think on the side for now, really. Like, I feel like that's a huge another field to learn, and yeah, I mean, I'm interested just because I feel like every DJ gets into production at some point. Yeah, even for the simple, I mean, for the radio shows or podcasts, like, I just want to know how to make my own a simple intro that I don't need to buy copyrights. Basically, that's the current goal. But other than that, yeah, making my own intros or drops or anything like that. It's just a useful thing to know. Moving forward, if I'll start making instrumentals and get artists, why not? I mean, I'm big in supporting. I want to support artists and if there's any styles that I find someone that likes my style, then why not? We can take it from there.
So say you're doing your own event. What 3 DJs are you putting on, and which 3 artists are you putting on?
Any?
Any.
I had a couple of my favorite DJs that I changed my opinion about them very, like, during the quarantine even or stuff. I'm like, after hearing them playing online and actually listening to some of the basic mistakes they're doing. Oh my god, this is really hard. Like, I need to think, because 3 DJs. Oh, okay, I love Lady S. Let me take her, so she's a female, and she's big in Paris. In London, you have not interviewed yet Ike. Ike, I think they would be my top 2.
Yeah.
Who else? In Paris, there's quite a lot of amazing guys. I was a big fan of Spade in New York. Yeah, there's another lady that called that's called Lady something. I think Koopy is the next another big female DJ that's coming up. I think she's probably already quite high.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so okay, Lady S, Ike, and JoJo. That's it. I'm just
Three
saying my
DJs
circle that I know.
and three
Yeah, and
artists.
three artists. Kendrick Lamar, because I haven't heard from him in a while and I want to hear him. Where are you? Conscience, because I like his voice. And who else? I am Beyonce. I'll just keep Beyonce. She's just, yeah.
Okay, so
Not that
what
this
is
makes
it?
much sense, but.
What is it about dancehall bashment that you like about the music?
Well, yeah, I don't even know. I mean, yeah, I guess I like to started liking music first. What I like about the dance hall is that it's, I mean, it's the same by why I like dancing. It is because it has everything that I ever needed in any ever style. Because I mean, okay, so dance hall music, I would not know how people differentiate bashment if dance hall, because for me dance hall is just dance hall. I mean, then there's reggae that I guess is quite different, but yeah, just because there's old school, there's all the party tracks, there's gun tracks, there's female tracks. I feel there's everything for everyone. There's slow tunes, there's almost the rapping. Yeah, it's just, I mean, maybe hip hop as well. It's quite, I mean, but yeah, as a genre, it's too broad. But dance hall, yeah, really. Same as in dancing, it's everything for every mood, for every feeling, for every, yeah,
So being a
just feel
dancer
it.
must help then, when DJing. So like you're not just stiff, you're not just standing there.
Actually, yeah, I would think that, but I'm pretty like when I'm DJing, especially I feel like I'm taking it so seriously. I sometimes notice that I can't, like, I'm barely like. Yeah, no, that performative side of it is actually something that I strongly need to work. Unless I had a few drinks and it's like after a couple of hours and I'm okay, this is going good, because I really take it as a serious job, and yeah, and I want to make it like as good as I can, and I still care a lot. Like I have not DJed, I mean, couple of years is not giving me enough confidence to do it without much thinking. So now I feel like I'm still pretty focused.
How are
And
you like on hosting your set on the mic? Are you good at mic work, or do you need something to do you need to improve on that?
I would definitely need to improve with that. No, I feel like even I feel during quarantine, me streaming online is another thing that actually helped me a lot, because like I'm getting used to just speaking out. And I know, I think some people have it naturally. I'm definitely not one of those people. English is not my first language. I don't know what my accent sounds like. I don't really,
I told you it's
I'm not.
American. It's like some American Eastern European thing.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, well, thank you. No, that's good. As long as it's like nothing close to Lithuanian, then it's cool, because then it's
Mean,
fine.
I don't know. I don't have any friends in Lithuania, so I don't know what that sounds
Yeah.
like.
No, thanks. I mean, it's good, yeah, because I told you I took gap year, so I was a lot of like states, and I think after that, when I was traveling to Paris, like everyone in France, in Paris, would ask me if I'm somewhere from states, just because of my accent. I'm like, okay, I love this, but now I've been 3 years of London, talking to everyone but English people, so everyone's having their own accents, and I guess it's just, yeah, you just pick up bits and pieces, and it's a mix of everything. But yeah, and in general, like I have never been, I'm always with my headphones in my silence. I'm not used to being like loud and expressive like that. So it's definitely something I need to learn. And but no, I'm for it. Yeah. I think
So what's
next
the
live
first
I'll
kind of
just go there.
move? What's the first move for you when you come out of quarantine when the clubs open? And when do you think the clubs will open?
In the UK, I don't know. I know actually my friend in Canada is his first gig today in Toronto. So yeah, I think another person I know in Czech Republic is playing somewhere in like next week. Some clubs are opening either outdoor, some clubs are opening indoor, certain restrictions. I'm not sure how it will be in London, but well, maybe next month. I don't know. I feel like like they will try anyway opening things, just because the economy, we can't afford much longer. And I know I had same people that I used to work previously. I know that they're opening some sort of new venues around London, so I assume that is likely that will be my one of the first gigs.
Yeah,
where we had a residency in Brixton as well, if that opens up. What was the question? When?
What?
How?
Like, what's your first kind of move after quarantine? Like, what's the first thing you're kind of doing?
Yeah, well, my ideal plan was to never come back work and to come back to my actual work and just continue on. But yeah, I mean, making money is not gonna be. Obviously, the everything drops at the moment, so I don't think if I can expect to make it full time yet. But no, my goal is basically to do as much as I can around it, so it becomes my full time job.
Like, did you think quarantine would be a quick period, or did you actually think it was going to be long?
Well, once I started researching it, I did think it's going to take long, because we knew what's happening in other cities. That was pretty simple. If it's already been 3 months somewhere else and it's the first month for us, like, how is it likely that it will end soon? And so, yeah.
How's the situation like in Lithuania?
They open everything, I think, like this week. And it's a march, like, they're having a march right now. I was on March on Wednesday, so again, it was like thousands of people. So I think that maybe the corona is like, you went to the second part of the importance, which I absolutely agree with. And yeah, I think that this might even help for everyone to move. But I don't know, I think I've checked, I feel like in the UK as well, I've seen some shops opening up slowly. And
next week, hopefully most of the shops will open after next week.
Is it? Yeah, the thing is, like, I don't even know. Like, I'm not really following everything. Like, normally, I don't even watch, like, any talks. I would just, like, go on social media and I found everything, would find what's happening. But I think that in the list, we are still third or fourth or fifth. So, like, this does not sound promising. But, I'm absolutely...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, sorry, carry on.
No, I said I'm absolutely fine of staying in for like a couple of more months, because the radio is open. I mean, there's not, the people can book sessions, so that's where I'm going to. My dance studios, I would love to go to. I mean, I feel like dance studios might open up, because if there's only certain amount of people in each studio, and other than that, there's plenty of classes online. And yeah, and all my decks, everything I need is here. Like, I mean, I still want to reorganize my playlist.
Yeah.
Which should take me around 2 to 3 months if I start going one by one. So yeah, I mean, we have YouTube these days, so I can just stay in for the next few years and learn everything I ever wanted to learn. But no, another question is mental health and how not to get crazy.
So to kind of finish everything up, like, in terms of your DJing side of things, what's one thing you've learned during this period? And in general, what's one thing you learned?
So during this period, now I'm just lagging in my head. I'm sorry. I guess that there's always a way. I mean, because I started streaming, which is great. Like, I'm building some sort of audience for my live streams. I'm learning about virtual streaming more. I got the radio. I can record mixes from home and send it back. I joined the online events. I joined the virtual club. So, I mean, even though we think, okay, so the clubs are open, that's it. Where are we going to play? No one's getting married. No one's going to festivals. No one's going to the bars. Like, that's it. But then on the other hand, no, like, there are ways. There are radios. You can record something from home, send it. You can, I don't know, create music. I've met quite a few producers and artists yeah. that they're doing everything their own. They're producing, mastering, recording, all in their small studio at home. And yeah, there's always things to work on. So I guess it's good because when something changes, we just change something about ourselves, and then that's how we continue.
Definitely.
And yeah, and in general, is that yeah, hard work pays off, I guess, like the more you do. Like there are people, to this day, I don't think that I've started marketing myself. My ever first gigs
yeah.
were always someone telling something to someone and people just, yeah, approaching me. Like I never really, I'm starting slowly and I know I need to, but I don't really think that I've actually put myself out there. I have never reached out to people like that and being like, here's my work, please, like, check it out and hire me. There's always been someone, like word of mouth. So I feel like just yeah. keep doing you, and things will come. Like be patient. Like there's no really one formula. Even though I know like there's all these articles saying that you need to go to each bar and ask if they will need a DJ. But I think as more as you will do your work and yeah, record mixes, upload mixes, work with radios or whatever
yeah.
ways. People will get to know about you. Like you don't need to stress and push it.
But it's been a good conversation, but thank you for taking your time out and doing this. Like it's been good.
Thank you so much.
No worries. And yeah, it'll be good to see what you got after quarantine. And yeah, if we could DJ together, we'll do something. That'd be good as well.
Yeah. Where are you based?
South London.
Oh, okay. Well, London, so UK. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we'll keep in touch, though, and stay safe. And yeah, we'll keep in touch.
You too. See ya. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.